Let's dig a little deeper as these Biden investigations take shape with Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, who is celebrating his 29th birthday for the 10th time, I think.
That sounds about right. Thank you.
Happy birthday, my friend. Thanks for spending a little time with us. I want to get your thought on a few topics. First of all, this auto pen situation. Does that nullify some of these pardons and other things if it is proven that it wasn't the president who did it?
Who controlled the auto pen? Was it the president? If the president authorized the use of the auto pen to create executive orders or pardons or what have you, then it might be okay. But if it wasn't him who was controlling the auto pen, then it raises additional questions to what, to me, are already sham pardons. Did Hunter write his own pardon, in effect? Did Jill write the pardons? Those are the questions that Congress is going to want to get answers to. And frankly, President Trump can start releasing White House documents from the Biden years so we get a feel for what was going on.
Let me share this from the House Oversight. This is a source on the probe. This is at Fox News at Night for you. This is very interesting. Lawyers for Neera Tanden, Anthony Bernal, that's a real name to keep an eye on, Annie Tomasini, Ashley Williams, and Dr. Kevin O'Connor all contacting the Oversight Committee regarding Chairman Comer's request. And we'll be in discussion with them about transcribed interview dates. We expect all witnesses to fully comply with the committee's investigation. The committee will issue subpoenas if necessary. Good job there by Sean getting that for us. Your thoughts on that?
Well, who knows who those names are?
Yeah.
They're all Biden White House officials who were essentially allowed to remain anonymous by the media as they seemingly ran the Biden presidency. And, of course, his doctor was there who inexcusably didn't check him for cognitive issues despite everyone's obvious discomfort and concern about it.
Yeah, it was a really crazy story when you think about it. Let me share this. This is a post from X. The AG Pam Bondi, a very interesting storyline here. I just want to share this. The American Bar Association has lost its way. We do not believe it serves as a fair arbiter of judicial nominees. DOJ will no longer give the ABA the access they've taken for granted. That really raised a lot of eyebrows in legal circles. Your thoughts on that today?
Well, the ABA pretends to disinterestedly evaluate judicial nominees. And Republicans are concerned. They don't treat Republican conservative nominees well or fairly. The ABA is a leftist interest group. I'm not sure why they got any primo access to begin with during any Republican administration. And Pam Bondi is right to call them out.
So you say they're leftist. Does that mean, in your opinion, they're not fair arbiters, flat out?
Oh, no. They've got this demonstrated record of treating conservative nominees quite differently than liberal nominees, suggesting they're not as fit for office as their friends on the liberal left.
Tom Fitton, always great to see you, my friend. Thank you so much for spending time with me. Happy birthday. Go home.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you, buddy.